My name's does he have an email? I'll just shoot him a quick note. I actually had to follow up on the network.
Hey, this is Jacob with the Bank of Cardinals. Sorry I missed you, but I am actually looking to follow up.
HCI.
Hi, is Monty there?
This is Monty. May I help you?
Hey, Monty. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just want to touch base with you. I spoke with Diane, and yourself back in March. It's been a while. Diane said at that moment you guys didn't really have any needs. We do equipment financing, working capital, and said you guys might have some, projects coming up later on in the year. Maybe getting some materials for a project. Are those plans still on the horizon from your knowledge, or?
She kind of more handles financing and stuff, but as far as I know, I don't think we need anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, we do equipment financing and, working capital. Just wanted to touch base, see how the business is going. You guys, pretty busy so far this summer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. You got any, big projects coming up or anything like that?
Yeah, we recently have signed a couple of contracts.
Oh, wow. That's good. And so you won those bids out?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. I didn't realize how, vicious the bid was for construction companies. People just coming in. Have you noticed the competition getting a lot worse or not more hectic nowadays?
Well, it's yes and no at the same time. It's harder for new companies to come in, so
yeah,
the competition with that. Realistic competition is actually down, but it's still hard to compete with established companies.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course you have customers that don't know the difference.
Yeah, so, exactly.
They got to go through, weed out all the other ones in order to get to somebody that's actually going to be able to complete the work on their own without using all the subs.
Yeah, exactly. And do you guys use a lot of subcontractors as well?
No.
No? Okay.
We're the people that actually do the work.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah, because there's a lot of, construction companies that I've been in contact with, and they set up their pipeline and then they just subcontract all the work out. It's pretty interesting. Have you noticed that as well? Those type of companies, like a third party, I guess.
Third party companies is not. Yeah, and there's a lot of those that have sprung up in the last 10 years. And what they kind of do is they call themselves general contractors, although they're really, by the definition of the term, not general contractors.
Mm-hmm.
They're more of sales middlemen type thing.
Exactly.
They get the contract, and once they are awarded the contract, they don't do any of the work. They, what they call sub it all out, but literally they just go find people that other companies that can do the individual entities, and they want to make the money off the top,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The real general contractors, which is kind of what you described earlier, where they might do one entity that they do best, but the job comes with completed project, therefore they have to sub out masonry or electrical or plumbing or whatnot,
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Those companies, and they, I'll mention a few, but Hawkins or Kiewit, those are local larger general contractors here. Where are you from?
No, we're based out of San Diego.
San Diego, okay. Mm-hmm. Kiewit does work on the West Coast. You probably wouldn't be familiar with Hawkins, though.
Yeah, not too
familiar. No. But, I don't have an issue with larger generals that do an entity. I have an issue with the companies that don't do any entity, and they literally just want to be salesmen.
Exactly. And they, they stroll through and just lowball everybody to get the jobs, right? Basically. I had this one guy, he just lost a bid out here in California. He was waiting on his bid for this apartment complex, and some random guys from Arizona came in and just underbid it. They're not even making any money off it, but just trying to get their name, out there, which is crazy, to me. I don't know how they do that, but...
And dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
the dangerous part about it is they might not be able to complete the job, and that's where you end up with companies that go bankrupt or companies that give the rest of us a bad name because they rip off their customer. And, they can't complete the project for the money at hand, and they have to go back to their customer and say, well, we need more money in order to complete this project if you want it done and done right, So that's where customers, that don't know how to hire a contractor get screwed.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, like you said, it does, put a bad taste in everyone's mouth, when they're talking about these contractors. And how exactly, do you operate on your end? I mean, you guys do all the work, do complete projects, or?
Yeah, we do one entity, and we don't use subs.
Okay.
So we don't, the stuff that we bid on is stuff that we do. I don't bid on stuff that I don't do.
Exactly, because it's not worth it.
We just don't do it. I don't have a sales office. I'm not going to bid on stuff that I know I can make money on by just subbing it out. I'm actually in the business of construction, not in the business of sales.
Exactly. So, you know exactly what you're doing and, how it's supposed to be done in the field, and off. I was just curious. I just noticed that, I was in contact with some and they're like, we just subcontract all our equipment out and everything. I was like, oh, okay. I was just curious what you notice, or because I've never really noticed that until recently. So is that like a new thing that's popping up out of nowhere? Or?
Yeah, like I said, in the last 10, maybe 15 years or so, that happens a lot more. People want to get into the construction business. They think there's a lot of money in it, and they don't want to buy $1 million worth of equipment, so they don't even want to do the job. They just want to make the money,
Yeah, exactly.
With our company, we own all of our own equipment, and we've gone through the painstaking time of purchasing it,
Exactly.
When I started years ago, bills weren't getting paid because I was buying equipment then. It was a large investment.
Yeah,
now
I know.
Now we have over $1 million worth of equipment alone, and it takes a long time to get to these levels. But once you do, then you want to tell people to remind them that we're the people that actually do the work. Or you can hire some salesmen, and then they can hire us. You're paying more money for the exact same thing,
Exactly, they're bringing on that middleman, and that's upping prices. And the customer obviously doesn't know, how that all works. And that's it's unfortunate, but I mean, at least you guys, get it done. And I mean, it sounds like, you guys are holding your own over there. He's got some good bids in. You guys usually have repeat customers, or do you try and just pull in as much as you can?
No, we do. We have quite a bit of repeat customers, but a lot of our clientele is like government agencies, Douglas County, that's the county that we're from, Washington County.
Oh, okay.
City of Omaha. We're right next to Omaha, Nebraska. Our business is actually located out of Valley, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Small town just west of Omaha.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, we have customers that are repeat customers, but for the most part, we have customers that just know how to hire contractors, are referraled from repeat customers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best when you get the referrals, right?
our main product that we put out, although we are custom metal fabricators, our main product is fencing. We do everything from handrail, guardrail, and fencing products, and manufacturing of fencing products as well as installation. So it's very specific to that field. Therefore, you don't have a lot of repeat customers when it comes to their needs. I mean, most of our customers only need a fence once in a lifetime. So, handrail or pipe bowler or other things that we deal in. But it gets referraled out. A lot of other companies might be looking for the same product, and so they ask Company A, and Company A says, well, Hanel has done a good job with us, so
yeah,
they get referred out.
Okay,
so
that's
it's
always
almost like, almost like a repeat customer, but it's not the same customer.
Yeah, it's just like kind of spider webs out. You know, you get that.
Yeah.
It's like your own advertising, if you think of it, you know, your work like that. But that's really cool. So how'd you get involved, you know, in the fencing? Like, how'd you, you know, start specializing in fencing?
I'm the founder of the business. I don't own it today, but I started it. And when I started this business, I did it because I worked for, when I was a young boy, I worked for another fencing contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And they were a welding shop, and their main product was did wrought iron fencing for businesses. So
oh, okay.
That was the company that I worked for.
Mm-hmm.
They were called Cyclone Fence.
Okay.
They're well known in the chain link and custom wrought iron fencing.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked for them. They've been in business since the mid-50s.
Oh, wow.
And I worked for them for a few years, and then I started my own.
Yeah, and you started your own. Was it, you know, tough? Or, I mean, at least you learned all the tricks of the trade while you were earning money.
Yeah.
And then how did you start? Did you use, like, a line of credit or something like that to get the business started?
No,
or?
I didn't have any credit when I started.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything at all. What I did was, you know, I kind of figured out that I'm going to start this business. So instead of having a family and a kids and a wife and all those things, I had a business to support.
Yeah.
I had a part-time job where I worked every waking hour. Mm-hmm. My personal bills did not get paid. I lived in a shack in East Omaha that I didn't have. The electricity wasn't on and the water wasn't running. And I slept in a... you know, in that shack or in a Chevy pickup truck where next to a job site, you know, and I did work and every penny that I had went into tools and, you know, to get the next job done, making payroll and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Did that for 10 years and then business started, you know, picking up and doing a little bit better and for the next 10 years. And then back 5 years ago, Diane Hanel entered into the business and then slowly bought into it, and now she is the new CEO.
Yeah, the new CEO. Well, that's great. I mean, you built it from the ground up, and that's a crazy story. You know, doing the back of your end of your car. That's really, congratulations. I mean, that's great, man. That you did that. And now, so with this, you kind of stepped down from the business. Now you just, you're like waiting to retire, or?
Well, yeah, I got some health issues.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, no, that's great. That's great to hear. And look what you did now. And did you ever use, like, or had the need to use working capital in the past, or?
We have. Diane has kind of, picked up with that a little bit. And we just recently have paid off our, what you'd call an SBA loan. So we're kind of finance free right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what all decisions she makes as far as that goes. We also have investors. And she dabbles in a little bit of everything between investors and between lenders and stuff like that. I always tell her we don't really need anything like that. We have quite a bit of equipment to do what we do now. Although in the future, you never know. And I don't know what all decisions she makes, but... you know, there's always times where we purchase new trucks and whatnot. I don't know if she does financing for individual pieces of equipment, although we have in the past. We bought new Kubota tractors where we did finance them, I know.
Okay.
But then sometimes she just might need just individual working capital where it ain't pieced out, you know, to individual pieces.
Exactly.
So I don't know. That would be something you'd want to talk to with her about, not really me.
Yeah, I didn't know if you knew, like, how you guys, you know, use that working capital to help the business, obviously. I mean, is it something that you guys, like, just...
A lot of our vendors or people that we get our building materials from handle a lot of that. They just give us the material and
then
kind of an open on an open account, and then as soon as we, by the time we actually start paying on that account, our the job that we use that material for has been completed, so we just use that money.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, and that's exactly, you know, what it's kind of used for, like the materials. And with that, do you guys use that to bring on equipment as well, like a line of credit, or do you usually finance your equipment?
Well, like I said, the last time that I'd known, she financed equipment. She did through, I believe it was Kubota.
Kubota.
That was the name brand
okay.
of the equipment that we used.
Yeah, and you probably got a good deal.
I don't know. I have no idea what all.
Yeah,
what in the office, I've seen Kubota receipts for their financing.
Yeah.
So otherwise, I kind of let her handle all that.
Okay. All right. But yeah, I will, you know, I'll definitely have to get, you know, in touch with her and see how everything, you know, works out. And see, you know, we'd like to help you guys out if you did have something come up. I mean, any word of any big projects coming up this year, toward the year end?
Well, other than the two contracts we just signed.
Yeah.
You know, so we always got stuff going on. But yeah,
yeah.
Just to keep in mind, her name is Diane Hannell. I don't know if she's the one you might have spoke to before or not, but...
Yeah.
She's the one that would be handling any finances. And then also, if you want to, you could drop her a line at her email at hannell.inc@outlook.com. Attention, Diane.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll do that. I have that hannell.inc@outlook.com. Okay, and I'll put it to her attention. Attention, Diane. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Ronnie. Well, I mean, it was great catching up with you. Yeah, it sounds like you guys got a good thing going on over there. And, yeah, if you need any help for these bids, your capital or equipment, we definitely, you know, would like to help you guys out, see if we can't get you the best deal.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Monty. All right.
Bye.